Delaware is releasing its first state energy plan in nearly 15 years. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has the details.
The updated playbook has strategies to meet zero greenhouse gas emissions and other climate change goals. Sean Garvin is the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. He says the proposal is a living document needed to guide energy decisions.
The plan maps out strategies we can deploy to meet the state's energy and emission reduction goals while maintaining a reliable and resilient grid and increasing energy justice in disadvantaged communities.
Delaware last updated its state energy plan in 2009. It's the lowest-lying state in the U.S., so it's especially impacted by sea level rise. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
People are starting to hit the road and take to the skies as we enter the home stretch to the holidays. AAA predicts 119 million people will travel at least 50 miles this holiday season, with more than 3 million expected to hit the road here in Pennsylvania. At the moment, a gallon of regular gas is averaging $3.22 in the Commonwealth. It's below $3 in both Delaware and New Jersey. According to AAA, Sunday will be the busiest travel day, so the organization is recommending giving yourself extra time and leaving early. Also on Sunday, the Eagles have a big divisional game on the road against the Washington Commanders. That's an early kickoff, 1 p.m. Tonight, the Sixers host the Charlotte Hornets down in South Philly, tip-off at 7. 38 right now in Philadelphia, a chilly, cloudy day with a few snow and rain showers filtering through the region. That'll peter out overnight and then tomorrow. Partly cloudy, windy, could see a flurry or two, high 34, low 17, and then Sunday, sunny but bitterly cold, high around 27.